God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might have eternal life. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true, but there is another who testifies on my behalf, and know that the testimony He gives me on my behalf is true. You sent a missionary to John, and he testified to the truth. I don't accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining name, and for a while you were content to reject his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, that's why on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form. And you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures, because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I don't accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only begotten Son? Do not think that I will accuse you before the All Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe in his writings, how will you believe in my words?" Gospel of the Lord. This is so simple. Moses testified to him. Of course, after so many years, people do not understand what Jesus is saying. For in the eyes of the people, he is only a carpenter. So can great things happen in this family? So they despise him. Jesus is telling us, we have to tell the truth, spread the gospel. People may not like us because we are not great speaker. But it doesn't matter. Jesus is with us. It's important is we have to live up the spirit of Christ, mutual love, and spread the gospel, speak the truth of the gospel. People may not at once accept what we are saying, but important that we do as what Jesus is telling us. That's most important. Eventually, people will understand what we are talking about. But first of all, we have to put in practice with our life. It's not always easy. Jesus on earth, nobody try to understand you, follow you. Give us your strength that we can follow you day by day, believing the word of God, believing the will of God the Father. We know that nothing is impossible for you. Jesus, give us the strength to work for you, to be with you, and stay with you. Jesus, we trust in you.